This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Take a look at our next story. This is about the open tender system. A comment made by Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng saying that the open tender system adopted by the Pakatan Harapan government for all federal and state projects won't sideline Bumiputra contractors. He was saying that there was a lot of misconception about the open tender system, which they felt would place Bumiputra contractors at a disadvantage.
Yeah, essentially he clarified what he meant. So he said when we talk about open tenders, we mean open tenders for Bumiputra contractors only and not open tenders for other races as assumed by certain parties. He says that the idea is to ensure that every contract is awarded in a competitive manner.
Yep, of course, he spoke, with his experience as the former chief minister of Penang, yep. Saying that over 90% of state government projects were, in fact, secured by Bumiputra contractors, of course, who proved their worth on merit.
Yeah, that's right. I think in 2008, when Pakatan Rakyat won control of the state,
yeah,
and it was just 2 weeks after they mandated that all state procurement would be via open tender. And this was fiercely criticized, I think, by UMNO's state opposition at the time, and yeah, it was pretty much along the same vein. So you had a lot of suggestions that the Malay contractors could not compete. Mm-hmm. It was considered an attempt to curtail Malay and Bumiputra rights. But I think 3 years after REFSA, there's Research for Social Advancement Centre, they did a focus centre, and what they found was pretty interesting. Mm. They said only contractors licensed by the MOF could bid, but the ratio at the time was 94% Bumiputra.
Right.
So following that, most contracts were actually won by Bumiputras, and it also proved that all the capable Bumiputra contractors really shine, because open tenders obviously reward the capable, and there was sparkling evidence of that capability.
Absolutely, and of course, the closest I've ever gotten to constructing is probably Lego. And so I don't know much about construction, but we'll hear from the experts. Joining us on the program is Dennis Tan, the Sec-Gen of the Master Builders Association. Dennis, thank you very much for joining us on the Evening Edition. Maybe you can help us understand how the tender system works in the construction industry. I understand there's a kind of a grading system.
Okay, in order to be a contractor in Malaysia, you need to register with CIDB. Construction Industry Development Board, CIDB, is the one that gathers all the information and registered contractors, and they are the regulators of the construction industry in Malaysia. So in CIDB registration category, they have G1 to G7. G1, which is the smallest grade of contractors, there are certain figures you can tender. For example, G1, you can do 200,000 ke bawah, the nilai perolehan. G2 is 200,000 to 500,000. G3 is 5 to 1 million. G4 is 1 million to 3 million. G5 is 3 million to 5 million. G6 is 5 to 10 million. G7 is 10 million and above. G1, G2, G3 is all those smallest capacity contractors, and mainly Bumiputra contractors. Many of them are all in the outskirts, doing all this Majlis Daerah project, or the state government project, the smallest township projects that they repair the drain or repair certain road or signboard or certain for the Majlis Daerah area. So these are the smaller capacity. These categories mainly are Bumiputra contractors.
Okay, so I guess with what Lim Guan Eng said about protecting Bumiputra contractors, would you say he's referring to the small-scale companies in the, what you mentioned, G1 to G3 category, right, or are the big guys in G7 included as well?
I think they probably thinking, this is my own opinion, that he's thinking maybe all those smaller contractors that do Majlis project or state government projects, because the federal government projects are all bigger in volumes, hundreds of millions and billions kind of thing. These are all federal. What Lim Guan Eng saying for the Bumiputra contractors, I think those are smaller and medium-sized contractors.
Dennis, the previous administration practiced closed tender systems. Were these contracts awarded to companies that were experienced and qualified to do the job?
Sad to say, some are not. Of course, some are very qualified contractors. Some are linked to certain party or certain people, which also happen, So this is why you also can see certain job half done or terbengkalai or this kind of thing can still happen. But I hope not, So anyway, we hope the open tender system can be brought back to this industry, which is very healthy, you know. If you open tender, I mean, you have to first pre-qualify first, pre-queue, that they qualify, they have experience, they have done this job before, and then you can assure that they can finish on time and then within a budget, and then they're definitely... This is open bidding, then the winner have to be the lowest and qualified contractors.
Right. What would you like to see in terms of the governance of state government projects moving forward? Perhaps what kind of regulation or reform do you think needs to be in place?
I think open tender will be like follow the World Bank or ADB Bank kind of a procurement system will be one of the very good guidelines to follow. I'm not sure the detail of Benin government, but then internationally, this has been practiced for a long time, and then it has been very successful. So I think there is a guideline there. There's a standard operating procedure there, the World Bank purchase procedure and the ADB Bank. I think that is something that we should look into. You know?
All right, Dennis, thank you very much for joining us on the program. That was Dennis Tan, the Secretary General of the Master Builders Association, with his thoughts on Lim Guan Eng's announcement to practice open tender systems for Bumi contractors. We'll be hearing from the Malay Contractor Association Malaysia to get their take. That's Deputy Secretary General Datuk Jamaluddin Bin Noon. He'll be joining us in just a bit. But here's Queen. It's Caroline and Ezra on the Evening Edition, and earlier we spoke about how Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng recently announced that they plan to do an open tender system for all state and federal projects, and clarified last night that the open tender was specifically for Bumiputra contractors.
Yeah, that's right. So we're going to be hearing from the Malay Contractors Association Malaysia to get their take. Deputy Secretary General Datuk Jamaluddin Bin Noon will be on the line.
That's right. Dato' Jamaluddin, thank you for joining us on the program. How did you receive the assurance that was made by the finance minister?
Well, we welcome the assurance from the Minister of Finance. We were very happy, and now we can look forward to more government tenders in the future. Well, with more transparency, more fairness, and even, in fact, the open tender system, we want also the cut-off system to be abolished. In the cut-off system, when submitting the tender, they will do a special graph whereby you will find the middle cost, the average cost of the tenders. Then contractors who are not or near or not so much away from the average cost or even at the average cost, then they will choose the tenders at that price. Not the lowest, not the highest, but the average cost. Most of the contractors know this system, so some of them will try and put in more tenders so that the graph, the norm of the distribution of the tenders price, more in favor of their company. It's very technical, but then they have a system for that, and we believe that the norm of the tender price is a moving average, and it can be done as so that we don't know what is the real price of it. Even if you are lowest, you cannot get a job. Even if you are number 5, you cannot get a job. Sometimes number 22, number 30 gets a job because of the cut-off system. If we can inform some of the ministry officers that we want the cut-off system to be abolished or stopped, we want to be competitive in terms to come. And we depend on the government projects at this moment in time, because we have not been really into the private sector yet, because it needs more than just knowing or marketing, or even we have to establish ourselves. And if there are government jobs, we can compete among ourselves. Then some of this also can be considered in the private jobs. Even GLC, for that matter, depends on the government job.
Right. But what has been the stumbling point for Bumiputra contractors when it comes to getting private contracts that aren't dependent on the government?
Well, to be able to get jobs from the private sector is more of being competitive, of course. But it's rather the relationship. You must have that relationship with the clients. And some clients, it takes time. But with the government contract, it's quite easy because you can get in any time you like. But with private jobs, you have to know the clients. Some of them may not be able to have the financing or whatever, you know. Some of them are very good, but they don't like you. So it's a business. It's a business transaction, actually. You know?
Right.
You must be more than just being a Bumiputra. You must be more than that.
Of course. And Dr. Jamaluddin, so how should Bumiputra companies evolve so that they can compete with non-Bumi contractors? What will it take to create that elusive level playing field?
I think financing is it's always been about financing. If Bumiputra contractors, when they know how to finance the job, they know how to create an asset-based business or company rather than just management, and they have excess funding, you can cut costs. If this is a business of, if you have cash, you can get 10% cheaper from the hardware or whatever. If you have money, you can get cheaper materials, cheaper manpower, cheaper subcontractors, laborers, and better people to work with you to develop the company.
Right. And do you see, I guess, the industry moving towards non-race-based policies, you know, where tender systems are based purely on perhaps merit and experience?
Yes, in times to come, yes. I see it as it is. It has a company. You don't know whether the company is Bumiputra or not. And the Bumiputra company doesn't rely on the Bumiputra status or whatever. Maybe in times to come, it will be open, so open that it doesn't matter. The only thing is the punishment. The developer, if you are the director of the company and you abandon the housing project, you as a director, you must be responsible for the, not only the company, but the directors must be responsible for the whole project. In contracting, if the company fails, then the director might be able to wind up the company or start another company and go into another tender. So that is where not to finish a job is a sin. You must complete the job and make sure you finish the job properly. If you cannot, then say cannot. If you are the lowest tender and you feel that you cannot do the job, just say you cannot do the job. Honesty also is very important here, in that sense, as a businessman. Because some of them, they will do, and then they will try, and then after they abandon the job. They cannot do the job. That's why most of them fail. They're not honest to themselves. And because of that, they can start another company and get a license, some or other, borrow another license, and then they start again. Some of the contractors, they were terminated in another contract. We know they were terminated in another contract. But then we find out they get another job. The same person, doing the same thing over and over again. And this is unbelievable. These are the things that we must see, how to reform these things. Right? We educate and try to train this. We must change. Nobody likes to change, but they want change. That's the problem.
Well, Dato' Jamaluddin, thank you very much for your insights and for your thoughts on this matter. That was Dato' Jamaluddin Bin Noon, the Deputy Secretary General of the Malay Contractors Association Malaysia, with his response to Lim Guan Eng's recently announced open tender policy and what this means for Bumi and non-Bumiputra contractors. We've got some music.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.